Support for Small Wonders on Siouxland Public Media comes from the Daniels Osborne Law Firm in the Ho-Chunk Center in downtown Sioux City. Serving needs of clients in real estate transactions, business formation and guidance, and personal estate planning. More information is available on Facebook or at danielsosborne.com.
Big Blue Stamp. Big Blue Stamp. Used to be there were far more of them than there are of us. Tall and spindly, it grew up every summer from a thick bundle of shorter stuff at its base like a grass skirt, a thicket that a host of critters thought of as home. Spindly and thin on top, Big Blue Stem, the tallest of our native grasses, gets tossed around so mightily by gusty winds that not even a goldfinch can hold on. But the skinny stem doesn't break. It just waves, waves away. Waves beautifully. Waves like an inland sea. You can still find it dancing here and there in restored prairie or forgotten corners of the country too steep or crooked to take a plow. You can pick up a bunch from a garden shop and plant it in your own backyard. Don't worry, it'll take. It does most anywhere. It's not picky. In fact, people who know such things claim it can still get aggressive if you let it alone somewhere, if you just let it be. Half acre, maybe. Maybe more. But here's the thing. Big Blue Stem waves out gorgeous tributes, but it doesn't make for great pasture. Those who know say cattle love it too darn much. Some ranchers call it ice cream for cows. Way back when, Big Blue Stem suited crowds of buffalo just fine, but they were smart enough to graze only every other year or so because Big Blue Stem won't stand up to constant grazing. Some call Big Blue Turkey Foot for the three-pronged head it grows up top like a little joke late summer. It's especially beautiful this time of year, late summer to fall, when it takes on its own royal robe. Those long stems burn nicely into purple and amber once the snow flies. But the truth is, beauty in native prairie is an acquired taste. Trust me, it can be as fancy as a flower shop, but it'll never be in a greenhouse. There are no hybrids, just a colorful bunch of old friends happy to be around together. Wouldn't hurt us to remember that we'll be indebted to Big Blue Stem for a long, long time because it once stood all around and grew remarkable roots 4 or 5 feet deep, deep and heavy roots that created our own rich prairie sod. The poet William Cullen Bryan once described riding through the Big Blue Stem prairie our world once was. As o'er the verdant waste I guide my steed among the high-rank grass that sweeps his sides, the hollow beating of his footsteps seems a sacrilegious sound. Still not convinced? How about Walt Whitman, who wanted like nothing else to be America's poet? Listen to him from Specimen Days. As to the scenery, giving my own thoughts and feelings, while I know the standard claim is that Yosemite, Niagara Falls, the Upper Yellowstone, and the like afford the greatest natural shows, I am not so sure, but the prairies and the plains, while less stunning at first sight, last longer, fill the aesthetic sense fuller, precede all the rest, and make North America's characteristic landscape. And let me remind you that right here in this passage, Walt Whitman is talking about home. Ours.